Well, perfect timing, whoever's over there messing around in their cupboard. How we doing, fellas? We are live with another episode of the Histic Podcast. We have a full house today on this beautiful Saturday night. J-Mo, Grizz, Jiggy, Bracket, and myself. We are going to go down the franchise notes from the Madden 24 deep dive. So I guess it's a deep dive into the deep dive, which should be very interesting. Going to talk about, you know, kind of the stuff, the new features, the new quote-unquote commissioner tools, different things, kind of how they will relate, what we think about them, how they'll relate to XFL gameplay, what rules we might have, what limits we might have, different things like that. Might tease a few potential XFL things for Madden 24. Who knows? Just want to keep everybody on the same page for team selection. You know, it's unfair if me and Bracket are talking about things behind the scenes and then you guys don't know, and then all of a sudden something changes. So I'll do my best to put everything out there, make it as public as possible, and so you guys will know exactly what we know. But as we all know, Madden, we need to test a lot of things, and I think this Madden will be the one that we have to test the absolute most, which is going to be a real pain. But we'll get into some of this. Guys, how are we doing tonight? Everyone all right over there?
Doing all right.
Doing good.
Wonderful.
Power back.
Yeah, power. It's pretty cool, you know. The full air conditioning experience over here.
Yeah. Bracket, how you doing over there, guy?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
Having Jig, a good night. You good?
Yes, sir.
We are not letting Jiggy win the Super Bowl. We're just going to put that one out there. I don't care what has to take place.
I'm like 18-1 in my last 19 games.
Well,
J-Mo,
when I was talking about people stopping him on this podcast, it's pretty much just me. Because Grizz won't be there, you won't be there. Maybe Bracken.
Oh, I can definitely stop Jiggy.
You can't get past Jack.
Who clicks of a button?
You can't get past J-Mo.
I'm talking about Puerto Rican, bro.
Oh, you can get past Jiggy a different way. There we go. So I will do my best to try to stop Jiggy, which will probably end in failure, but I will at least try. Sorry, J-Mo, my voice is kind of gone too. No, he does not.
He's on fire.
He's 4-13 this season.
I just beat Nyree, right. So Super Bowl season.
Dang, 0-5 Nyree. Someone should have told Nyree it's the last season and there's no first round pick there's no carryover. All right, let's get into it. Back in the day, I'm sure you guys all had the same experience as I did playing the Madden training camp mini games. You remember having the little, you know, the cool, first off, it was the greatest Madden soundtrack ever. That was in the background of all of it. Dude, nothing like that. And then you had all of them. So, you know, majority of them made a comeback, a couple tweaks here and there to some of them. But it still gives you, you know, that nostalgic feeling. And they definitely intertwined it in, I don't remember what it really did. I remember you got kind of like XP points because I remember getting gold, brown, you know, gold, bronze, gold, or silver and all that. This time it's got a couple more features to it. You can do it in the off season, and then they do have them weekly as well. Jiggy, I know you were messing around with these. How do you feel? And how do you feel? Do you get enough points, enough reward for doing it? Is it worthwhile? They're kind of tough. What's your take on these?
So, I mean, I think the reward's pretty good. You get a skill point for, I mean, each of them are kind of different based on, I guess, how difficult they are. But you can get a skill point from them. I think the most you can get is like 2,000 XP as well, and then some rookie snaps, which that don't really matter for us, I don't think. But
no.
Yeah, most of them are pretty difficult. Like, I had a hard time getting gold on a lot of them. I figured out receiver. Receiver's pretty easy to get. But one thing I found interesting from the deep dive, which I don't think was in the beta, but it said you can only play the mini game once. So I think in the beta, you could like replay it over and over, so you can do like your whole receiver group. But now I think there's only two receiver mini games, so you'll only be able to do like two receivers.
Yeah, the skill point, I thought somebody in chat posted, and they might have misspoke when they said you get a dev upgrade. And I was at first, I was like, no. And I was like, hold on, that is not happening.
Yeah.
So I think it was a misspoke because when I read it through everything, I was like, oh, no, skill points. But that's good, an extra chip, you know.
It's pretty nice. I mean, if you do it every year with the same dude, I mean, that's at least like four seasons. That's at least four points.
And it's going to get interesting. It gets interesting with us being on all Madden too.
Yeah.
Obviously makes us pretty tough. Jamo, what about you? Thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, first off, the dev upgrade was not misspeak. That was just wrong if that came up. But
oh, yeah, Ilio.
So cool. They're very difficult.
he said Ilio.
The receiver and running back one are pretty simple. I thought the other one, and maybe just because my user coverage sucks, which is a common thread in the chat, but I thought the defensive ones were actually pretty tough. Even a linebacker, like the running back will run into the offensive lineman like dummies and get stuck, and then you run up and get stuck, and they just run. Like, it was weird. So I thought they were difficult, at least. I didn't like how you could run every – like, I could run – you know, 40 guys through, everyone except for offensive line. I thought that was sort of stupid. So if they do limit that to one per, like you can only run each drill once, I think that would be a positive. I wouldn't do kicker or punter. But, I mean, it gives you the ability to upgrade. It's fun. It's something to do. And, you know, some people might not do it. And then I guess it sims and you get like a random roll.
That's good, because if you happen to miss, you know, off season or, you know, when we sim through preseason or whatever, or you're away, rather than just like you don't get anything and all your guys are exhausted the following week, it's nice that at least you'll get something out of it. Grizz Bragg, you guys have anything to add on this? I know it's really not much to add on. It's kind of like these are sweet. I'm happy they're back. Anything to throw in here?
Yeah, I'm just interested to see how it goes. Like, if you get gold, can you replay it? Just like if you wanted some practice running, I'd be interested to see that.
That was my question, and how it works. Because I didn't go in, and if you quit out of it, does it let you go back in and restart it, or does it
No, it does not.
Okay, that's good. Because that was where I was going to get worried.
You just get one shot, one opportunity?
Yeah. You can keep retrying.
You can retrying, yeah.
Oh.
If you quit, like, so say you had to go to work, so you had to quit, then you're done. Like, that's it. But
I thought you could quit out.
No, if you quit out, then the guy didn't show up.
Yeah.
Oh,
dang.
I don't know how in-season works. That's just like the training camp
one. Retry. I don't like that you can retry. I feel like it should be a one-time thing if you fail.
That would been
interesting.
Nice, yeah.
Well, sometimes you can get some weird Madden goofy stuff.
Mm-hmm. But it's all 32 of us going through the same thing.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. At least the preseason weeks have a time limit on them, so you only have 10 minutes to
The off season, the very first one, the week one.
Oh,
pre-season.
You're right. Yeah.
The rest are just experience, which
yeah.
I don't know how that works. I don't know if you have to do it, and if you get gold, it carries it, or if you have to do it like during the season. Yeah. You have to keep doing it. I don't know.
When I simmed it, you still get the points. I didn't see. I'll have to look again when the game releases, but I'm pretty sure the most you could get was like 300 points for doing it. And when you simmed it, you got 300 points. So I didn't think there was
okay.
But you'll have to
during the season. Yeah.
I'm also guessing when we drop our XP sliders down, that drops down as well.
Sure.
So that'll be interesting. I don't know. Everything else does.
No, the training bonus didn't. That was still 300 for us this year.
If you do
your training and then look at it, and the individual still says plus 300 for your individual boost guy.
Oh, I'll take your word for it.
I think that's correct. I co-sign.
Overall, it doesn't matter.
Word of God.
Bracket, you have anything to add? You have anything to add on this?
Outside of the fact that I absolutely love the minigames and I've spent hours playing with them, not really. I mean, the defensive ones are hard. But not for the ability, being able to do it. It's sometimes like the cornerback ones where you're trying to stop the skeleton crew. If your defensive line or linebacker sacks the quarterback, which if you're covering them well, it refuses to throw it. But if you get the sack, it counts it like you didn't defend the pass. And just annoying.
Hopefully that gets tweet.
So you said I have nothing to add, but here's my list.
Here's a problem.
I started ranting. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
This next one will be pretty big for XFL. Especially.
Can I say one more thing about the training camp?
Oh yeah. Nope. Yeah. Go ahead.
Did y'all see where they said that, like, depending on the player's ratings, it's gonna like change how much points you have to get? I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool. Which I'm guessing that means you have to do better with a better player to earn. Which will be interesting. Which I think most of us will be using lower overall players and
most likely
rookies and all that, anyways. But that'll be interesting though. If you're trying to, you know, you get your quarterback up there and you're still at least you have to hit a higher number every time. So that'll be cool. Well, okay, let's hop into the trade chat here. So, obviously, trade rules and all that are always a commonly talked about thing in XFL. We want more trades. We want less trades. We want, you know, more limits, less limits. This Madden, they are giving us 6 trade slots. So, you know, instead of the normal 3, and they're also giving us the ability to move future picks and future picks. So, 2 years in advance. I can already tell you right now, there will be a severe limit on moving future picks. Might not even allow it at all. Just because life gets busy, there's a very good chance we will not allow it at all. I already see this happening with certain users giving up way too many picks to move up. Yeah, it's all bad. So we'll see how this goes. The real life NFL doesn't do it, so I don't really know why Madden has added it. The 6 trade slots, you can still only add 3 players, but you can add up to, you know, 6 picks. I don't even know where to begin. Brackett, let's start with you. Good change for sure, but what are your thoughts on it? All right, perfect.
I agree.
Are you on the next one? Did we lose it?
Oh, shit. My headset has a little flip-up microphone. I think that we've just got to be, as a trade committee, we've got to be a little bit more careful with what we are allowing and what we're not allowing, because you could effectively bankrupt the team with assets on just one off-season. And
I can assure you there will be a brand new trade chart that will not waiver for new users, for sure. There's no more hey, let's see how you do when you stick around and then we'll let you know. It's gonna be you know, before you're allowed to move big time things, and it is gonna be a limit for sure on how many pieces, like, you know, you're not gonna come in here and do a bunch of 6x6 trades. I can tell you that much. That's not limits are good. Anything else you want to add before we move on to anyone else who's got thoughts on this guy?
Nope, go ahead.
Grizz, what about you? You like?
I think it's sweet. Sin picks. I think if you've been here like 90 seasons, you know, in a row, whatever, sin future first. Who cares?
Future
third or fourth, you know, on down. But yeah, I think it's cool because, like, you know, the guy that misses this draft, but he wants to stock up for the next draft, he could load up his like 2 through 6 for the future, 1 through 5 or whatever, and make a deal with someone. Someone can have a huge draft. So I think it's pretty cool.
I do think this will be a an X coin thing. If you hit a certain amount of X coins, and instead of doing the upgrades, you can, you know, buy something to move future 2 years down the road picks or something like that. We are going to expand on X coins a little bit. Nothing too crazy, because I have got a lot of backlash about people not wanting it to be anything more.
They suck.
Yeah, some people like it, some people don't. But, you know, it's just if you want to, like a lot of things in the XFL, if you want to put any effort for something like this, then you get a little reward for it. But yeah, J-Mo, what about you? J-Mo's like, take all the rules off. I want them all.
No. First of all, I am one of the people that hates X coins. So I'm glad you came to me now, because I think they suck.
Yep.
But I get it. You know, people doing stuff. But I don't want them getting advantage because they're doing a daily for 353 days in a row, where I do it once every 5
months.
It's not
the daily. It's the RNG nature of it. It's why it's so stupid to me. If I could just – we all did daily and we all get the same points. Sure, let's do it.
I have it muted, so I don't really notice. But I am about to hit 20K thanks to winning some, you know, prizes. But yeah, I think the trade thing is interesting. I do like having more slots. I get the point of the futures. Obviously, there's always.
I'm just like after this cycle where you lose like a guy like Hammer, like ever, you know, he's been here for 45 seasons. And then all, you know, we would have, he had free reign. Yeah, he had free reign to do whatever he wanted at the start of the cycle. And if we would have let him go in and trade, you know, future, like it just, it's something that then a guy taking, people have taken over crappy teams with no trades, no picks anyways already. And just imagine if that.
Yeah, I think the thing is that there's people that have made actually really good trades and they just turned it into trash. And then someone comes in like, oh, this team sucks. And then they come in. Yeah. To make trades worse than the guy before him is like what are you talking about, bro? Like that's we've awful. Seen but
a lot of that.
yeah, we have. But I think it'll be fun having more picks. I think maybe we have to maybe we finally do something with the trade committee where it's more than just auto approve or reject because it's so we only reject things if it's so ridiculous that it can't go through or you're new. That's it.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to hear the argument, or I don't know. Maybe there's something we add another layer if there's more to it, more pieces moving. Maybe no future one, two, but you know the other ones are. I don't know. You know, like Grizz said, I think there's a lot of possibility that does improve some of that stuff.
So that was the plan for this Madden, making the trade committee a little more strict, but you know after. One, you know, week of testing, I realized pretty quickly that overall did not and ratings did not mean a single thing. So someone, my justification is like, oh, you're giving up a 90. Like it just was like, oh, there's literally no difference between a 72 overall rookie corner and a 95 overall corner. So why am I going to sit here and tell you can't do it? Like, it was weird. The value of things,
speed and height, and maybe to weight to an extent. I think Madden actually made ratings worse as it went because in the beginning of the year, ratings did matter. But every season we hit made it. I had over 2,000 yards with Davante Adams season one. And I'll tell you, it's not because I was good.
I don't think we agree on something.
Yeah, for sure. he had like super releases. All that stuff went away. Like all the things that the high end players did. By like season
but
three,
I think,
they didn't do anymore.
I think you gave up on him before. I don't know if that's true. Because you true. Drafted.
There's
you
no
drafted
more super wins. There's no more super wins on releases. There used
you
to be a lot.
Marquise,
I used to get a lot
yeah,
of
but
them.
You drafted Marquise Hurd the first season, and from there, Adams was taking a backseat no matter what. I don't know. I don't think ratings have mattered in the last two or three Maddens, to be 100% honest. I knew really quickly there was no difference in quarterbacks because that was, you know, I don't know. You might be right on some of those animation stuff, but I think the league right away jumps to I'm using all my rookies. So any, you know, but the corners and stuff are still the big dog veterans that hang in a little bit longer where the receivers right away, I'm plugging in a 66 overall receiver. I don't know.
Yeah. Trade committee stuff anyways, because it's like, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. It's hard to tell someone O-line doesn't matter. Maybe it does for them and they truly believe in it. You know what I mean? So it's hard to say.
That's why I'm thinking like opening up the conversation. So maybe they could make an argument if we think it's dumb, but they could say something maybe that changes our minds so we don't respond with LOL.
I do think that would be a good idea, letting us hear from them a bit or – maybe bringing those two users into a chat when the trade goes up. Because right now, if they either get approved or you know, right away, pretty much with three of us on, I think it'll always just come down to protecting the team and being able to trade 2 years in the future is tough. Jiggy, do you want to add anything to this conversation?
I mean, y'all covered a whole lot. I could third that I hate X coins though, never really looked into those. But, I mean, I think it's weird that they limited just to three players. I don't know why they didn't open that up. And
interesting, too. Yeah.
I don't know what the point in that is.
But... Oh, I thought you were saying that was a league rule. So that's interesting.
No. Madden, it limits to three players or six picks. like six.
Yeah, so you can do one player in five picks, three and three. Like, it's just, it'll be interesting how that works, but I don't know what we'll do. There definitely will be trade. I will say, we'll tease a little bit of information here. There will be some updates to the trade rules. You will be able to snag three first round picks for the first time. It's going to be limited though, so it might only be allowed to do it one time for the cycle. What else? Maybe another thing where that you have a season or two where you're allowed to do five trades for those people who want an extra trade a couple seasons. You can obviously use it whenever you want. If you want to use it the first season, the last season. But at the end of the day, as much as there's half the league that wants more, you know, no rules, half the league does want rules. Because I am in the side of things. I want no trade rules. I want everything other than new users. But I want make as many trades as you want, have as many first round picks as you want. But I know not everyone shares those same beliefs. So that's why we're not full, you know, go. But trades will be interesting. But there will be rule changes and updates. So keep that in mind. If you did want to take a worse team in, you know, in the team draft, you'll have more opportunities to make some moves. So, or bigger moves, I guess, splash moves. But don't plan on being able to trade future picks. That's all I'll say from that. All right, let's go into these commissioner, and I put it in quotes, tools, because I don't think they're commissioner tools. I think they're random league settings that should have been in the game for the last 10 years, and they just finally added them. Some are cool. Some I don't think will work at all. Some I think are going to be extremely broken. Draft class strength. I'm going to be in the minority of all of these. I can already say that because I think random is so much better for Madden than anyone knowing anything. The more random, the better. So I don't like the idea of us being like, oh, we need up safeties. Oh, we need lower this. I just want what you get is what you get. And I know everyone else is like, no. But from a league first perspective, I don't care if you want a fast safety. I don't care if you like, if you get lucky and get one, you get one. But draft class strength, being able to tweak, what was it, very, very weak to very strong with then the, you know, strong, weak, normal, I think it was in between. Diggy, is that right? Five
that levels for each position? Right. Yeah, I think that's
five. Very weak, weak, normal, strong, very strong. You can tweak it for each position. So obviously we've had years. Certain positions, dev fast, are we able to kind of control that with XP? Jiggy, what are your I know your thoughts on this actually. You want safeties to be better.
Hold on. How do you know my thoughts?
But I will say, in the ones that I've done, I've seen a lot of 91, 92 speed safeties in a lot of the sims I've done of draft classes so far. But yes, go ahead. Let's hear your thoughts that I don't know.
I mean,
the receivers are a little slower.
A little. I mean, Van was still talking about some fast ones, but anywho, they'll be faster. But it did seem like cornerbacks were faster from what I've heard, too. So,
A lot of 95s, corners.
Better than nothing. But anyway, yeah. I don't really know what the strength thing does. Like, I wish they kind of detailed it more in their deep dive. But, like, I don't know if that just means faster dudes. I don't know if that just means better. Probably means better overall dudes, if I had to guess. So maybe.
It also looked like more towards the top of the class, too.
So, like, more, like, instead of, like, one good guy, like, there's, like, two or three.
Yeah, you'd see. Yeah, if you did safeties at very strong, there was all of a sudden, like, five safeties with the first round grade.
I was afraid that, like, very weak meant, like, your player has like 56 overall and very strong, but your player had like 90 overall or 90.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the testing is going to come in. Seeing like if you up two of the spots, because the last thing we want is a draft class and it's like the entire first round is safeties and defensive tackles. And then it's like, what the fuck's going on? So
you have the second part.
It'll be interesting. But Grizz, what do you got on this? You enjoy drafting. I think we actually all enjoy drafting in this podcast.
Yeah, I enjoy drafting through JMO and Jared this cycle. But no, I think it's a lot of content up for grabs. I think it's pretty cool. So, like, we're doing our first draft of the cycle, right? We're doing the draft show. I think we could do a wheel spin that has every position group on it that you can change. And this is not for the next draft. This is for, like, two drafts away. So you can plan for this, too.
Interesting.
And like the three position groups that come up on the wheel spin, then we do a mini wheel, a tiny wheel, like the office.
With all five, exactly.
So corners could be shitty 2 years from now, but quarterbacks could be juiced, and you can start moving and planning for this instead of like trading for all future first, and then all of a sudden you get to that draft and you're like, oh, the corners suck. That's what I needed. Yeah. So GG, thanks for playing.
See, but so that's interesting, because if you knew, then I would
exactly imagine all the content. Future imagine future all the content, yeah. Like,
that's
oh, this,
what we've
this
talked about before, looking at future classes. Yeah. That's a good idea.
You should be able to know when that next, you know, sick quarterback is coming out in 3 years. Like, that would be sweet to know. Like,
yes,
Caleb,
you would just boost
in real life.
I mean, yeah, in real life, you get to watch them from freshman
exactly
year too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Caleb's good, or like Andrew Luck. Yeah. So you would know Trevor Lawrence. Oh, like, that class is going to be juiced for corner. So you know what I'm saying. But, and then also,
I like that
it
idea
can be terrible for halfback. And if you want a halfback, you know to get out of that draft in 2 years.
Yeah. Make a trade for a veteran. Yeah.
So maybe
that's,
it
that's
makes
an interesting
block a little better.
But that will be some testing left to do of looking at, if we do very strong, are they super high overall? Are they, and they have, we have to find the consistent patterns. But yeah, that's a good idea, actually. Randomize, because that makes it random. We love the wheel in the XFL. That's a
we
game
love it.
Yeah,
we love it.
Bracket, what about you? Thoughts on that bracket?
I loved that. That was awesome. Did you just come up with that, or is that something you've been thinking about for a couple of days?
I thought about it for at least 3-4 minutes.
Okay, I like it.
Hey, we could have the little race thing where, like, quarterback, halfback, wide receiver runs.
Dude.
And whoever.
Oh, now
whoa,
you're like,
wait a minute.
Line all the positions up a little bit.
Whoever gets first gets, like, strong, and whoever gets last gets, like, weak.
Ooh,
or whatever.
And then with that,
let's go.
Like, each year that position group doesn't get picked. You know how you can change the luck, Nick? Like, each time they don't get picked, they get one more luck next season.
Better. Interesting. We might have some – a lot of shows coming up here. All right, cool. JMO, you want to add anything on that real quick, JMO?
No, I did read something about how the strong, the levels are basically increasing the overall and the amount of high level talent. I don't know if it increases the physicals. I'm not a fan of increasing like safety for the cycle, but man, the Grizz thing and then amplifying it with the race was really hype. I really like that idea a lot.
So while we're on draft talk here, we'll skip the other commissioner tool. We'll come back to the commissioner tool as well. We'll just jump to the draft bullet point down there. The addition of 50 new draft generators to quote unquote break the mold and give you some exciting new types of prospects and storylines. Last Madden, I think they said they added like 20 or 30. But I think it ended up there was only like 10 like different types of generational. I don't know. It like wasn't that. So you were seeing a lot of the same players in each league. But they added 50 new draft generators, and then they added 4 different types of prospects, too. So you have the generational prospects, which they already had in this past Madden. They added different ones, more of them. Some of them are wild, dude. The 6'9 wide receiver, like,
oh,
it's going to get interesting. Yeah, there's a 6'9 wide receiver.
Too, in the beta.
Yeah, dude, 6'9 is, like, it's pretty wild.
Break his leg.
Get a. Because, dude, he's going to he's probably going to have, like, 92 speed or something, too. Like, it's going to be – but, yeah, so generational prospects, high overall, you know, they come in ready to go, and then they have X-Factor dev. The 99 club prospects is new, so prospects that come into the league with, like, a 99 at one of the attributes. So it's similar to, like, the people we got, like, the text message about or the notification about. But they were saying like running backs will come in with like 99 juke or like, you know, so it's similar to those guys, but it seemed like they were going to be a little bit better. Utility prospects is going to be interesting because it was players that have attributes to play other positions. They mentioned maybe a quarterback that used to play receiver, a wide receiver or a cornerback who used to play receiver. And then they even mentioned a big D tackle that has the ability to run the football, which would be very interesting if, you know. So there will be, we're going to look at those obviously, but obviously if you draft one of those players, you will probably have the chance to switch positions or play them in another spot too. So we'll have to look into how that works and where you can put them in on the depth chart, because I'm going to guess they won't let you put a defensive tackle at halfback, but they'll probably let you put them at fullback. But we'll see. Can you play a guy both ways? Can you put a wide receiver on? I don't know. We'll see what it allows when the game drops. But
so at least in the beta, Alex and I were actually talking about it earlier today. In the beta, it allowed me to put Marcus Jones. He was my starting corner when we were playing, and it allowed me to sub him in at receiver.
Be good. The only thing is I just don't want to see it too frequently. So hopefully these utility prospects are, you know, dime a dozen, and I hope not every single one has like a story about them, because then it's just stupid. It needs to be somewhat kind of randomized. We'll see. And then the last one, injury prone prospects. guys with really low injury ratings that they say will get hurt a lot. It does injury matter? We're all not really sure. It seems like if they make this type of player, it's going to be coded in that this dude just gets hurt all the time. Which I think will add a little spice, dude. It might be, what if it's a top five graded talent guy and you're like, do I take him at one? And then he misses 14 games a season. So I think that'll be interesting. let's start with J-Mo here because he was last time. J-Mo, what excites you? What do you like about this? What do you not like about this for these prospects?
Bro, excited me? You're talking about a 6'9 wide receiver? You know that excites me.
Yeah.
Let me pull the list back up real quick. So a couple things. The injury thing, I DM'd you about this too. In the beta, I realized there's a lot more injuries, like long injuries, mm-hmm. not like 1 week, 2 week injuries. Yeah. I was seeing 9-10 week injuries. Not all the time, but more, which is actually one of the things I wanted in 24. So that was cool. Utility prospects, interesting. I like the ability to move the guys. It doesn't really ever happen in real life, but whatever. I mean, I'm cool to draft a quarterback and then move him to wide receiver. But also, if I draft a quarterback that has the physicals to be a wide receiver, I'm playing him at quarterback.
Staying at quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, we only saw one quarterback with 90 speed. If they all start popping out fast.
Yeah, and they are a little quicker. I didn't see a lot of 90 plus speed guys, but I did see a lot more like 86 plus. In my short time doing it, wide receivers were generally slower. I didn't see nearly as many 96 plus. Cornerbacks faster, safeties faster, so that was all good for us. 99 club prospect, I like that. You know, I think it's maybe a little over the top, but I'm thinking hit power, and a lot of guys end up with 80 hit power or lower, so that's cool.
Yeah.
And, the 6'9", the generational guys. Yeah, let's get some guys in there, and I want a 6'9 wide receiver.
I hope we only see one 6'9 wide receiver, though.
And he goes to my team, yeah.
Eagles,
what
yeah.
What if you get a 6'9 wide receiver that also played cornerback and you flip him to DB and do that? That'd be wild.
Absolutely not. You wouldn't let me play Solomon Thomas at safety.
If you get a 6'9, or Solomon Thomas wasn't a generational prospect.
Yeah, I want
and his career.
I want Solomon Thomas to have the dual athlete story.
I want a 6'9 wide receiver who's also a corner, and I want to move him to safety, and I'm going to play him at sub linebacker.
Jesus. Jiggy, what do you got on this?
I mean, I don't really have a whole lot. I mean, I don't know how all the draft generators are going to work out. I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of hard to notice, I guess. But, I mean, the utility thing's pretty cool.
What does it mean? Like, what does that mean? Does anyone really just know? Because I don't know what 20 was.
Players, I guess. I don't know.
Utility?
No, the draft generator?
No, the draft generators, the 50 generators. Then you said there was 25. Like, I don't even know what that means.
Said they added 30, I think, for this past year, and then they added 50 more for this year. So I don't know. I don't really know what it means. It's just different types of players, I think.
Like an arch type sort of thing?
No. Yeah.
Like draft class. Like different draft class.
So it's that, they break them all off for a fresh new face. What do we got here? So let's to mix and continue in last year's initiative to provide more fun, dynamic, and memorable draft experiences. I'm going to guess they might not have added a ton of new things.
Each prospect you see while scouting and scoring the draft board as a result of the draft generator.
Yeah, I think maybe league to league, you won't see as much of similar draft classes or, I think really it just looks like there's more because you're throwing in generational all of these different types of prospects. So it probably created a bunch of more randomness, I guess. But I think, I don't know. It's going to be interesting what ends up happening. Cause so far, like, I don't know if it was it like this in the beta? Do we really know if the new draft generators were going yet? Or is that something we'll only see when the game goes live? So again, this is a one that will be a lot of testing, and this will also determine a lot of the thresholds and different things and, you know, requirements for different position changes and different things like that. Cause that was where I went through like 50 draft classes last year and was like averaging out all safeties and corners. Like it was a whole thing. So we'll see what happens there. Grizz, you got anything on any of these prospects?
Yeah, it just sounds, you know, it sounds cool. What not to like, you know? I mean, the 6'9 could become a serious problem, but if we only see like 3 in the league, good for them, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting because
Are you allowing just to straight up, if they're that, you know, Taysom Hill, you can change them?
They'll have to be like super obvious that they're like, if you have a 96 speed receiver and you're like, oh, he's 52 man coverage, like that's not being changed to, you know, corner. Like it has to be pretty obvious that this guy
he's got 45 throw power.
So it'll be a bunch of testing and then you'll set like requirements like sub linebacker. Yep. Okay.
They have to have that tag too. Yeah, my guess is that it's honestly gonna be my guess is there's going to be a league news article that everyone has access to that says, oh, so-and-so just switched positions at Stanford to a wide receiver. So, like, everyone knows who the guy is, which is stupid and takes away all the fun. But when you're building a mode that's built for one user to play at a time, that's kind of what happens. So, anyone else? Question. Anything on these? Yeah, go ahead.
Do we know what all 99 attributes were for like this draft? Like, I'm not a big fan of the 99 stuff, but it looks like from the thing it says they pretty much added 99 break tackle, injury, juke, impact block, and hit power. What was it this year? Like play recognition?
And awareness maybe.
So every player got awareness. Every one of the 99 people got awareness. And then it was like one of them was like catching traffic or something maybe for a receiver.
Oh yeah, I think that was one of them.
It wasn't anything major. Like, it wasn't like you were getting 99 finesse moves on a DN.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I think it's gonna be pretty similar to what we saw. I just think you might see a couple more popped in there, really.
As long as nothing big. I mean, 99 hit power is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do any physical like that kind of thing. That would be
Hit power is one. They mentioned that one specifically.
Yeah, I saw a screenshot.
I think that's a pretty big attribute
to get once again. I guess if it's random generators, that'd be interesting. If all of a sudden we're seeing,
so my only problem was 99 catching traffic's useless for me because I only throw super open passes and make good reads. So, like, what am I gonna get out of that? Why are you laughing, bro? Back is dying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the messed up part is, you know, Bracka had to move his mouthpiece back down to do the laugh, so he didn't do an extra for that.
Oh no. Dude, we didn't get the mic up in time.
I think the one I'm most interested in will be the injury prone stuff, because I also think that will be a news article, because I think they already had those, or like so-and-so got hurt and whatever, but it didn't really do anything. So if it actually does something this year, I hope it's to like top players and not just like a random projected undrafted guy that no one is going to draft anyway. So,
speaking of injuries, we'll J-Mo, when you did injuries, was it just like simming? Because I think sim injuries usually are kind of longer than like playing.
No, I saw some that were. And I only played a couple games. I saw like broken arm and stuff, and they ended up like six, seven games or something. So,
always. I think it's a cool thing because you're forced to have a deeper roster, which is cool. It's just kind of a bummer if you draft a guy and you don't get to use him because he's hurt for 14 games, you know. But I think, you know, if we're all on the same playing field, as long as, like, old Matt is, dude, it seemed like one team would just get, like, smoked with injuries and, like, everyone else is like, no, this is fine, dude. Like, I don't have that.
I just hope it's super often for everyone or not that often, you know.
Yeah.
Those are the best move. When it's just, like, you know, once or twice a season, like, four teams get it, that's not that fun.
Yeah.
Oh, this Madden, that's all right.
I was gonna say, this Madden, Jared had like his whole secondary hurt for like 10 weeks. It was pretty wild. All right, well, we'll go back up here then. Some of the other commissioner tools. Jiggy did an article about this. Offensive and defensive play call settings. They're independent now. Well, yeah, I think it was a foolish act by you. Pointless. But they're separate now, offense and defense. So instead of being 2 and 2 and 10 for the play cooldown, we can change it. I'll just say right off the bat, like I said in chat, I don't see anything changing from 2. If anything, offensive play call would go to 1.
I think that's interesting.
Maybe the play cooldown would for defense would come down a little bit. So you wouldn't, you can only use the play twice, but you don't have to wait 10 plays to use that same play. But I could see, I would like offense. I would like offensive play call to go down one, because I only use, outside of like QB wrap and a couple other plays, or if I'm playing a certain user that I know they call the same play twice every game, and it pisses me off, because like back in the day, it was like understanding between me and Tosh. Like, we're only calling the same play like one time, and it makes it so fun. But when you play guys like J-Mo and them, they use their go-to plays twice every single game. Bracken does too, actually. It's and that's where I'm like, well, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not using PA deep outs twice. I'm like, I don't know. So, pass plays for me, it drives me nuts when people use the same pass play twice in one game, because you're only throwing like 15 passes, and if you're using Van's a big one. Van runs 10 pass plays, and just runs them all twice. No offense, Van. But we know Jiggy's thoughts. Bracket, Grizz, and Jiggy, feel free to chime in if you want to, you know, defend yourself more. But let's start with Bracket. Bracket, where are you at on this?
I don't have a whole lot to add to that. I mean, I like that we are able to separate them, but realistically speaking, I think that we've been doing it this way for 2 Maddens now, 3 Maddens, and even before then, we had a similar rule set where we all kind of had to adhere to this anyway. So it's not like any huge monumental changes.
Yeah, JMO, you want to go? Or any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm actually with you on that, Nick. I mean, I get Jiggy's point on the defensive one.
For sure.
But that's why we have so many formations. Like, you want to play cover two man. I mean, you could have 20 formations, and then that's in 15 of them. So you could run that 30 times. So I think that's fine. I would be cool with dropping the offensive one-to-one. I like to do that, but yeah, I mean, I do. There's certain plays I like to run.
I was going to say, because you, like, sometimes you, there's still formations that have the same play essentially. So if you really, right now, you could run the play 4 times in the game essentially.
Hey, most of us have the custom playbook. We have 500 plays. I want to run them. I end up running like what, 7 formations out of the 20 I have on offense.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't even touch them. I would like to go in when I'm picking a play. Like, would it take me longer to pick a play sometimes? Sure.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a lot more fun.
Yeah, and a lot of it comes down to how they continue to build on playbooks. If they continue to build on playbooks, offensively and defensively,
playbooks are sick this year, from the looks of it.
I was gonna say it sounds like we've only saw a couple, so like new formations and stuff. So I'm excited to see what they added there. But to Jiggy's point, you know, they got to catch up with defense a little bit on some things, and not being able to disguise your coverage that well is also a tough. You know, a tough thing on defense too. But Grizz, Jiggy, you got anything you want to add here?
I can go after Grizz if he's got something.
I was gonna say I don't feel strongly about it, but I would agree with turning defense down. Have we seen that we can actually do that? Even though, like, Okay. Yeah, I agree with turning the cooldown. And then I think offensive too is cool, because like if you run QB wrap and they know you run QB wrap, then you can still use that formation to try to bait them. But because if you already ran it once, they know you already ran it, they don't have to worry about it. So I think I could go either way on that. Like, I could see why would we add it, and I could, it kind of takes away the chess match if they know you already ran that play you like in that formation.
Same. That's an interesting point right there, actually. It kind of goes to,
really,
I was gonna say, it kind of goes to our, like, the offensive hot route thing, why we got rid of that, because there were a couple people not using offensive hot routes the right way. And now, like, it's the same thing. If we keep offensive play call at two, there's a couple users who wouldn't be using that the intended way. But yeah, that's a very interesting strategy point. You know, I like a chess match. Yes. All right. Grizz just providing some very interesting thinking points here. Jiggy, what you got here?
So my thoughts, by the way, QB wrap in the beta was dead. So I don't know if anybody used that. But
you're just not very good at the game, but go ahead. Let's hear your other point. All
right. That was worse than Grizz saying that he throws open routes. But
whoa, take it easy.
Sorry, catching strays out here. Let's see.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's the only negative about the offensive plays at one, but then like Nick said, there are multiple formations that have pretty much identical plays. So you really could kind of just go around like that. So my defensive thing, which I've wanted it since they've added it to the game, I did add more nickel plays, but if I remember right, I'm pretty sure there's only like maybe three or four nickel plays that have like a four down lineman. So I think maybe if a lesser cooldown, maybe two is still fine. I thought three would be better, but you know, some people just, they come out in three wide receivers all game, so you got to run a lot of nickel.
And, it's,
and in
it's,
Madden
to your,
23,
to your
there's
point,
a lot
though,
of streaks.
To your point, though, I agree with why you'd want it put in there, but from me, I don't care about my own gameplay. From a league-wide perspective, I just know what would happen, and it wouldn't, you know, too. It just, it wouldn't be people using things
It'd be
for
cheesy
strategy
blitzes.
Purposes.
Yes, that's
it would
be
yeah.
cheesy blitzes.
That's,
you need to see them one more time a game. That's all. That's my
that's
thing.
That's the only thing. It, it allows
shameful.
People to.
Which blitzes allows, are these?
Dude, I don't even blitz. I have no idea what they are.
It allows people.
There's
it
two
allows
I really
people,
like.
Just go watch Sparty's games, and you'll get all the ones that you should probably use. Sparty runs 70% man blitzes, and then the other 30 is zone. I get your point. What the purpose of it would be, and if we could get everyone on that same page, that'd be great. But I just know that wouldn't be the case, and it would be I'm going to grab my favorite four plays and run them three times each. And right there's already 12. Like, you know, it'd be one thing if it was a real NFL game where we're getting so many play calls. But like I said, you're getting like at the most like 40 plays run against you. I don't know if I've had a running back with like 20 carries in his entire career.
With like 70 plays. So
yeah, because you don't play any defense over there.
Sixes and then to stay an offense all game.
But go ahead, Jay. You can finish up. I interrupted you there.
I think that's all I got.
Everyone bashing me and Jiggy and Bracket in the chat because we didn't invite him to the podcast. This was planned weeks ago.
Boy.
So. Bracket actually talked to you guys about it in the fantasy football chat, which before he knew that me and Jiggy already had this plan for tonight. So then I just was like, you can be in, but we're already full. All right, so let's see. We'll finish up here. We got a couple other things. Free agency, we can hit on here. We'll do all free agency contract stuff here. You have the ability to change how much the motivations matter, which how do we think it mattered much this cycle? At the end of the day, I think it did for certain prospects.
A little bit,
yeah. And I would like it to matter a lot. Like if the guy's a red bar for you, I think it would be interesting. It would make team selection a little more interesting too. Everyone was kind of worried, and then I'll talk about this other one, and I'll throw it to you guys. Negotiations per stage is now editable. You're able to edit how many people you can talk to in pre-agency. So this Madden, it was you could talk to 5 the first stage, 10 the second stage, then it was unlimited the third stage. I think it would get pretty interesting if we lowered the first stage to like 3, and you had to make your decision on who you were going to talk to, and then maybe 10 and unlimited. I think that would be kind of interesting. But I also understand that like, hey, maybe I'm only going to be there the first stage. Or I'm only going to be there the third stage. So I see that point too, but I think it'd be cool if you limited instead of being able to go out, you know, late in the cycle and just throw, you know, 5 max bids on 5 players, we lower it down to 3 and you got
to
kind of be selective. I think one,
to be honest, the second stage is rough for me. I always miss the second stage.
Yeah. So it depends how that, how those advanced windows hit for sure. What do we got on those? This can be a quick topic because I don't think it's huge here, and we got some other fun ones to hit too. Jay, do you want to start there?
I mean, I think it's cool lowering it to like 3 people as long as it doesn't glitch out. Sometimes it glitches out and says, oh, I'm talking to somebody when I haven't, but you know.
You'd like to think they figured that out, but.
But you never know. But yeah, I mean, it's cool. It'd be cool to have like maybe, I don't know. I think 3 is kind of cool, but then if you miss a stage, that kind of makes it rough, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Iffy.
Bracket, we'll go to you on this, and then we'll hit J-Mo and Grizz with the next topic, unless they have anything very insightful to add.
Nope.
Just because this podcast could be
I'm
a little
good.
Longer.
Keep okay. rolling.
I got something insightful to add. Stronger or more for the needs. Because I do think that's sort of, it's a cool ad. I know that you end up.
Motivations?
For the motivation.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. It does suck sometimes. Sure, but I mean, it's still a random grab bag. It's not like, just because Jiggy's won 18 Super Bowls in a row, everyone wants to go there because some guys don't care about that. It's like the income tax.
I think they don't matter because the cap doesn't matter. Because you can just pay them out anyways.
You could, yeah.
And I was going to say, at the end of the cycle, you were getting like 20 bids on the same guy. And so, like, I don't know. At that point, it was probably like, who gave me the highest money that has a green bar? Yeah, I don't know.
Would it make re-signing easier? Like, re-signing green guys, it'd make those easier?
I don't know if you guys tried re-signing in the beta, but you could just offer the stock contract to every single player, no matter what the bar showed, and they all signed without having edited anything. I had one upgrade.
But other than that, I
think JT refused me. Yeah, but then Michael Pittman was cheap as hell.
You don't have to worry about either of them because you're not going to
get in the Colts anyway. So.
Well, Trevor Lawrence, he resigned.
Really, I mean, I'll trade him to you.
Jiggy tested Trevor Lawrence. That's funny.
He's probably tested Lawrence. He's tested Will Levis. He's already.
Malik Willis. He was hitting everything.
All right. So that, I think that'll be interesting. All right. This is a big one. And we can go home field advantage actually first. Home field advantage, and then we'll talk progression, regression, sliders. Home field advantage is a hot topic because a lot of people hate them. Some people think they don't matter. Some people, minimal. Some people hate some of them. I will go on that I think they matter, but I think some of them matter. I think home field advantage does have to be a thing in some way, though. I don't fully agree with how it's done in Madden, but I wish – The home team should have somewhat of an advantage somehow. I don't know what that answer is, but I do have a hard time believing it should be turned off. I know it's really frustrating when, the other guy can see your primary route or you don't have your icons or like your blockers suck or whatever it is, but there's also games where your opponent might be experiencing that same thing and you're the benefit of it. So we'll go JMO here first. What do we got on this?
Well, one thing we skipped on the free agency thing was the contract restructure, which doesn't really work that well. So I think that's a negligible point anyway.
We can hit that real quick. I think we will have – we're going to put some limits on that too.
Well, you can't do like a lot of guys – like I did some sims with some teams, and I couldn't play anyone I wanted. There was all like rookies and stuff, so it was jacked up.
Yeah.
And I don't even think it matters. There's no high-salary guys I could do.
No, there was a couple I had like some offensive linemen in some of my tests that it let me.
What team was that test?
The Lions, of course. That's who I'm going with. There'll definitely be limits on that because I'm not having somebody roll through and restructure, every player they can, and then like, hey, thanks for letting me play, but I don't like it anymore, and then someone comes in and they're negative 85 mil in cap and they didn't even know. So
yeah, I couldn't do most guys. So it seemed like it was a waste of time, honestly.
I do think as you get more seasons in though, you'll see the option of more players though. Which unfortunately it probably won't matter at that point, to be honest. Because you won't need to restructure anybody because cap doesn't matter. unfortunately, that's the only thing that has me wanting to keep XP sliders higher because the higher the overall a person is, the more you have to pay them. But at the same time, that's neither here nor there. But JMO, go ahead.
Anyway, home field advantage.
Yeah.
I do like it. I think right, just like you said. But we can't change it, so it's either on or off. And I think having it on, it adds uniqueness to teams, it adds more power to team draft. There's a lot of randomness to the games because it's not the random ones outside of the actual home field. Those change every game. But I think it's sort of fun. Like, granted, in Chicago getting iced, but it's sort of cool that it's something different that I only see once every 8 years because I'm in the AFC and I don't play Chicago. So, it's sort of cool.
I do like that at least it's the same for both users. Outside of the actual home field advantage in each game. It'd be one thing, if those are different every time. But, those being the same is good. Jiggy, what do you got? Some suck. Some, I feel like, don't matter at all. Some, it's a mental thing for some people. You see that bar blinking on the top of the screen, and you're like, oh, man. And then you start pressing, and it's all bad. Jiggy, what do you got? What are your thoughts?
I liked them. I always wanted a home field thing. I think some of them, people don't like the route thing's probably the biggest one. I think a lot of it is mental.
Yeah.
In their own head, they think they're dead as soon as their screen starts shaking. What else was there? Oh, I think there might be some new little, not home field, but like the other, I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah,
the other momentum thing. I think there's one where like you can't see any of your routes. I don't think that was a thing this year, or it shows you different routes or something, but there might be some new ones too. So I think they're cool.
I will say, yeah, the home field advantages, so we can go to Bracken and Grizz. Like we've talked about, dude, the Saints where you can't, you don't even know what's about to happen, and you think you have an out route coming on third down, and all of a sudden your tight end runs a streak, and you're like, why is he not, you know, or like, you know, the Chiefs where your opponent can't audible, you know, the Bears one, obviously we know they're the kick meters flying. But then there's just some that like, oh, your punt distance goes farther. It's like, sick, dude. Like, thanks a lot for that. So I don't know, but I think it does, like JMO said, adds a lot to team draft, which is interesting. Plus, you also have to be, you also have to have momentum to see your home field advantage, which fortunately with Riot and Revival, the Saints, we didn't just see too much this cycle. Grizz, Bracket, you have anything you guys want to add on this feature before we move on?
Me personally, I'm not a fan, but if you turn home field off, and I agree, you should get something for getting home field. But if you turn them off, is momentum still on? Because like
no, the whole bar goes away.
Yeah,
yeah. And then I was talking to Jared, and it was like maybe it's just on during the regular season or something. But then that really defeats the point of home field and playoffs. But if you play a whole season and you're even Stevens with the guy, and you miss from some corny home field, you miss a PAT or like you throw a pick on third down playing the Saints or something. That's a tough pill to swallow. So, but I get wanting home field to matter for sure.
I do. It make it, you know, the regular season matters a little bit more. Like, I don't know. I think when I had my Super Bowl against Jack, dude, the whole second half I could see his primary route. And like, if you know,
like,
Madden,
turn it off for the Super Bowl because there's no home team.
Yeah. Because if you can see the person's primary route, 90% of the time, you know exactly what play's coming if you've ever watched one of their games. But
that would be
kind of
cool to turn it off for. For Super
I feel
Bowl
like for Super Bowl, it should be off. The only problem with some of Madden settings, like if you accidentally flip one off, it's like off for the rest of it. Dude, if you flip salary cap on accident, that's the first thing I told Brack. I was like, when you're scrolling through the menu, be very
careful. What
happens
if you do that?
If you flip salary cap off, you can't turn it back on. It's stuck.
Jeez.
And other
I did want to say, you had mentioned the squiggly screen, and poor old Jared, all drugged up. He said that he was in the office on the squiggly screen because I had it all game.
Well, that could be a lesson for us all. After you have heart surgery, maybe throw out the force. Maybe throw out force win and let it happen. Shout out to Zane, though.
Lose that dev upgrade? No way.
I offered a fair sim, and he absolutely was out. He said he wanted to play because he couldn't get out of bed. He wanted to. He wanted
Dude,
something
I got
to
him
do.
The day after his surgery.
That's wild.
The dedication.
He refused to take a fair sim. He refused it. He had to play.
And I know we're at an hour here, but the three topics I want to talk about last here are all very – probably should have been talked about sooner. They are progression, regression sliders that are now – we can change those. The coach talent trees expansion where they edited those, and then – relocation and maybe potential new stadiums. So progression, regression, you can now go in and edit it by position and, you know, flip the age around a little bit. I'm not a fan of this at all. I think I like this Madden where it's completely, I like this Madden, dude, the random or that, like, I love that Dante Jackson randomly just lost like 7 man this offseason where a guy has aged, you know, another guy might only lose 1 man. Like, that's the best thing ever because you can't plan for it. Previous Maddens, it was like, oh, I got to trade this guy before he hits 29 because that's when regression – it was stupid. Everyone's doing the same thing. The more random, the better for regressions outside of the dev trait regression thing where you get, like, hammered with that, which that'll always be a problem in Madden because it's just how it is.
So I like some positions with regressions, like halfbacks. They always last way too long. That's probably my biggest thing. But and then, like, Joey Bosa, he's 35, but, you know, he's still a tank.
Yeah, a lot of that will always be Madden gameplay issues, though, rather than, like you know, the actual player, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what anyone else thoughts on regression, progression?
No.
Nope.
The goal
I do
always,
like how Jiggy brought up Joey Bosa, though, because I know it's a really touchy subject.
Plug.
For who?
Goat.
For Jack in the chat.
I think
for my DMs.
I wish it was like he said, age based, quarterbacks lasted way longer. Like it's a game thing. I don't think we could change it. And I do I wish it was a mixture of your system, Nick, where it was random, but like you at least had your rookie contract before you just started randomly losing. Like to go down physically at like 23 in your prime is wild to me.
That was a glitch though.
That wasn't supposed to happen, especially the quarterback one where all like 32 quarterback progressed.
Yeah, that's fixed.
Then I'm good.
Yeah, so I don't think we'll see the young players regressing. I think it'll just I didn't go in and look at the default. Do they have it set to default ages for all the positions? Or is it like I don't know. We'll have to, that once again, a shit ton of testing on that, and it is impossible to test that in a 32 person league. So it'll be a lot of throw on what we think is best and roll. Bracky, anything on here, or should I start with you with the coaching talent trees?
Keep rolling.
All right, let's go. I don't know if anyone's got to look at it yet, but they added they're still similar trees, but a bunch of cool little bonuses, I guess, that might actually matter more. You've seen it in chat. There's speed upgrades for certain coaches, like where your entire back seven get, plus three speed if you upgrade all the way.
What?
Oh yeah, dude. We're all linebackers, all DBs on your team are plus three speed. It's pretty wild. But you have to have that coach with that trait or that that tree.
There's five.
That brings us to our next conversation. Before we get into it, we are gonna have some type of manual system where you can steal offensive and defensive coordinators from other users. They'll be forced to go in and fire them. You'll be able to go pick them up. It's still being kind of worked out because it's such a stupid game where there's only like seven quote unquote free agent coordinators. But I think it obviously you'd
was
have
there
to
in
bad.
The offseason? When I went to the offseason, there was like 15.
Only because other teams fired theirs and they were waiting to sign new ones. That's the only reason. Yeah. Okay. It'll be something along the lines of where, the worse users or teams that struggle have a chance to go take the better coordinators from, through the trees they might like or something like that. Because that's one of the things I would love to do with scouts too, but you can't look through everyone's scouts. You can only look through everyone's coordinators. So another flaw. And then if you stole somebody, they would be protected for you get them at least two seasons or something. Maybe you have to hit like a certain goal to keep that guy, or else you have to, it's going to be interesting because I don't want it to just be like, and it'll be something where you can probably only steal once a cycle. Just speaking out loud here, kind of talking about some of the notes I've written down for this. But where are we at on that bracket? What are your thoughts on all of that? The new trees to the stealing of coordinators.
I played the superstar mode for a long time, which doesn't help the franchise thing. I actually didn't look at the coaching trees at all. And the news of somebody potentially having plus three speed to their entire secondary is concerning to me. Especially if you get somebody like Carolina,
very
who already
concerning.
Has a lot of speed. And
Ilio is very concerned about this as well.
Okay.
Very concerned.
Well, I don't want to be lumped in there. Having heard it for the first time and not seen anything about it. Oh no! Well,
they're sick. They're sick.
We're not gonna draw a line like that. But
the bracket's going Carolina. Interesting. Let it be known.
I wouldn't quite that far, but it's definitely in the mix. Anyway, I think it's interesting. I think that. Like you said, we're going to have to do a lot of testing and figure out kind of where we draw our own personal lines, because obviously we know that EA won't.
I do think the biggest thing, everyone probably right away is like, oh, the coordinators from the best users are going to get stolen. I don't think that's true at all. Like JMO said, there's five coordinators with the certain trait that, the coordinators are going to get stolen from whoever has the best trees. I don't care if Jiggy wins the Super Bowl and all his coordinators are souped up. I'm not going to steal his if his guy, gives me plus three strength. If I can go take Rob's, who went 3-14, shout out Rob.
What if you can't steal like non-playoff teams though?
that's where it's interesting. And I also have to go in and test, like, J-Mo and I, you know, J-Mo said they did not change. And every time you started a franchise, all the coordinators were the exact same, like the same team had the same thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that could be interesting.
I'm always looking for an advantage. So I did do quite a bit of testing with this. And there's one team that is like overlapping speed boost. So they have like one position that gets double 3 speed. So there's a position that gets like 6 speed. And there might be more. I didn't do like, I'm not like crazy. I only had a certain amount of time, but I saw some stuff. And I'm like, God, this is pretty wild. And I'm also worried. I'm worried about the single, like I saw the single player guys complaining, like Liz Madden here, that they would run out of coordinators because like they'd get hired head coaches or something. But I'm wondering if like if we did something and we're firing and hiring, if we fired someone, maybe they retired. And then what if we ran out of guys? There's a lot of things that are weird.
There's always the same amount. The only people who retire, I think, are the head coaches. I think.
I saw one retire in our league though. There's someone in the AFC South. I saw someone retire. I thought, but I'm not 100%.
We'll have to scroll through the transaction log. But I don't think it's possible for them to retire. But I do know it's always been the same number to sign from. So like, if one retires, I'm guessing they just pop a random one in there, which could be interesting. Okay. I would kind of like that.
They could be head coaches only, and that's why it only hit single player. But just something to throw out.
We'll see. Because they could also hire from that pool to make them a head coach. So. It'd be cool if you could do owner mode and do all that, but all right, anyone have anything to add on that, Jiggy, Grizz, anything you want to touch on there before we hit the last topic?
I don't think so. I tried to look into seeing if any positions overlapped, and I never seen any, so that was interesting, but
I got a win over you, Jiggy.
My only fear is you know, someone builds up their tree for like 6 seasons, like me or something, and then someone's gonna be like yoink and steal them.
The only good if your coordinator gets hired or stolen, you would get first pick of like the who's out there. And if your coordinator does get hired, you get like a boatload of coach tree points or whatever.
Yeah, but if your dude gets stolen, it's like you got the iPad on White Christmas and then you trade it for a Chili's gift card. Yeah. So I don't want that.
Yeah, a little white elephant action. Yeah.
I think non playoff teams for sure. Or
I do think
it can't be.
So thoughts on this? If you have 2 bad seasons in a row, you're forced to fire your guy.
Oh boy!
No, I think we won.
Well, I think on that side of the ball, if it's that coordinator,
on that,
yeah. If you tally in the average of bottom five in yards, bottom five in
that is interesting.
On that side of the ball, and they're that coordinator. I'm with that.
Yeah, but then if you just have one good season. You don't have back to back. You don't make the playoffs. Your guy would be protected, kind of. I don't know. Like I said, I have a bunch of notes down with different thoughts and kind of want to see how it plays out. And not give a huge advantage. Yeah,
because like those guys that just don't even try to play offense and just make you lose on defense. And then they have the best offensive quarter, and now they have to go get riskier on offense.
The only guys who would get fired would be the teams who would not be performing, to be 100% honest. So it would be interesting. There's definitely a balance we'll have to find in there. And like I said, you'll probably only be able to steal someone one time. Where then you would have to just fire and wait till everyone else signs their coach and then you get a chance. But all I can tell you is this is going to add a lot of time to our offseason. All right, last thing. Relocation and potentially building new stadiums. They added a bunch of new locations for relocation. I don't think we would add relocation just for the obvious reasons. But they did add a bunch more options. It's still the generic stuff.
You didn't see the list? But
it's
we can,
some cool
we can start a team in Virginia Beach and Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah, it'd be really cool. But then all of a sudden we got a new guy who has to come in and take the Melbourne, Australia freaking Kangaroos. And he's like, why am I not – the Ravens. So, it'd be interesting. The more interesting one is building a new stadium, which it looks like they took options away from your stadiums you could build. They used to have like a bunch, which I think that'd be interesting because for a team selection, you might not take a team because they're outside, it's going to rain a bunch, or you don't want to be the Bears because it's going to snow all the time. Like, thoughts on that? JD, let's start with you. Or go ahead, Brackett. Go ahead.
I was going to say 60,000 X coins to relocate.
That's also what I was thinking.
I was thinking that too. I don't know why.
You've got to be here for a long ass time to get 60,000 X coins.
That's a cycle, actually. That's probably six seasons. You typically get 20,000 every other season, or every like 20-ish, 25-ish weeks, maybe. But that was my thought too. Add it, but then you guys all were like, "Less X coins, less X." So I, you know, it's an interesting battle with X coins because you don't want to make them too powerful. But for things like this, they don't really affect too much because I think we'd all rather not play in the rain and not, you know, like if we could all have indoor stadiums, that might be kind of cool. But I think everyone would pick like the same one. I don't know. What, anyone else have thoughts?
So I'm not a fan of the relocation, really. I don't really care about that stuff.
Yeah.
The rebuild stadium, they don't have a setting for you to like not allow
to
do it. So that's kind of
notice that one. That will be I accidentally did it. Well, I accidentally just booted you from the league. So
but
I don't know, because
I don't think you want everybody rebuilding the stadium, so like some kind of system where they use X coins or something to rebuild a stadium, maybe. I know I looked at the Bears to see if like their home field advantage changed, but it didn't.
Stays the same.
You rebuild the stadium. Yeah. So I kind of figured that anyways, but
man, it is not that complex, sir.
Some people like the weather thing and all that. So
that's true. That's some people do like when, that's interesting.
So you don't want 32 domes, but you know, a balance.
Anyone else have thoughts on that one?
I hate it. I do want to say that, I think if everyone could build, it would end up all being the same. And some guys, like, thrive in the weather. And I like having the original stadiums. And we're playing NFL. Like, no one's going to Melbourne, Australia in a dome. Like, you're not having 32 domes. Like, stuck in the weather and it sucks. But some guys that are in domes like to play in the weather once every other season. So,
check it out. That's an interesting thought, too, there. Like, where the weather is kind of cool. Like sometimes it changes how the matchup might go. Like it makes it like, oh, you might be playing a lesser user, but all of a sudden a rain game kind of evens things out a little bit more. It might be, you know, and you see some upsets and stuff.
Bro, Glock is awesome in the weather because he just likes running the ball anyway and his
brutal
defense is good. So he's really good in the weather.
Yeah.
No, Rugger's the same way. I think when he beat me in the rain when it came close, but it definitely evens the playing field of fumbles and different things. But yeah, relocation probably out of the picture, to be honest. I know that setting can be turned off, which is good. The only problem I'd have is it would have to be, if we did go no stadium changes, like it would be, have to be like a severe punishment if you accidentally click the button. Because like, I wouldn't want to boot a long-term user if you accidentally click it, but like...
I guess they could always rebuild it back like the next season.
Click
so like, if it's a dome...
Oh, dude, you'd probably like lose like... your three most valuable players or something. And just like, you actually
decided they didn't want to go.
Yeah. You're done. Your three best players go to each of your division rivals. That'd be fun.
There you go. So read the roster and then they rage quit.
Do the exact opposite of what the trade committee is trying to prevent. That would be something. I don't know. Anything else you guys want to add on any of these topics or anything you missed before we end this guy here? This is one of the longer ones, but.
No. I don't care about the stadium thing, honestly. If people want to do it, go for it. And if people want to relocate, honestly, I don't care. I want it. But if they do that, they have to keep their team.
Yeah.
That would be stupid playing some purple, stupid, weird thing on the
Don't be helmet. The Condors. Keep your team.
That's the other thing. If we were doing owner mode and it actually like cost you money and it like hit into like your guaranteed funds and everything like that, it would be interesting because you'd have to kind of make sure that was all, you know, if you're a lesser team without funds and you try to relocate and build a sweet stadium, it might really harm some of the stuff you're able to do. They added it where you can relocate in coach mode, I believe, this year. So that would be interesting to see, you know, like there's no penalty for any of us to relocate as coaches right now. Like if you're an owner, it's like, I might have to relocate and then up all my ticket prices or whatever that stuff is. Which that would be interesting. I would love to go GM or owner mode if we could, but Then the scenario engine is not there, I think, which wouldn't be the worst thing because that sucks too.
Scenario engine sucks.
To this day, one of the worst additions Madden has ever like thought was going to be.
They were
going to
build
cool.
on it so much. Like,
no, they didn't do anything.
Trade
you could turn that off.
I would like that off for sure. But the only reason, yeah, but with XP being lower, I like giving guys a chance to like, you know, get some dev upgrades here and there, and it's super random still. So like that's cool at least. But yeah, I think it was one of their worst additions because they talked so much about it and then never did anything to it. I thought we were gonna see like Antonio Brown shit where a dude's just all of a sudden shirtless on the sidelines and it's like, dang, there goes Marquise Hurt, he's gone. Like that'd be kind of sick.
I thought for sure we were gonna get holdout.
But you know, yeah, holdouts would have been cool.
That's like the easiest one to add.
Dude, the holdout from the wheel spin ended up just helping Busy out, so that didn't work at all. It just took Tyreek's like 50 million cap hit his last season and brought it down to like 30. And Busy's like, now I don't have to cut him. I was like, shit. So that was a major fail. So that was removed from the wheel. But yeah, that's about it there. It's a longer episode, but yeah, we just kind of want to do a little deep dive into the deep dive and, you know, kind of gear up for team selection. Like I said, I'm going to drop a pretty big, probably an article, I guess, tomorrow with some of the potential after I talk to Bracken and get some of his thoughts on my thoughts and see if I want to add anything. And then obviously, you know, the biggest thing is there's so much unknown. Like we have to test so much stuff. So I'm going to throw a bunch of stuff out there about potential changes. Don't take it as like, holy shit, all this is changing. Just because I put something out there might not mean anything's going to change. It just might need to be tested a little further. I just want everyone to be on the same level. Yes, I want everyone to know the same thing Bracken and I know right now. Like, oh, we're thinking about this, we're talking about this, we're talking about that. And I'll try to include like a percentage of like likelihood to change right now for like what all we know. Like for abilities, for instance, I might put like, you know, 97% chance abilities are still off, you know, or like something like that, just to give people an idea.
Abilities could come back.
We don't want abilities. Let's go just O-line.
Abilities coming back. Let's go, boys. Yeah, same thing with 6, 8, 9 receivers playing defensive back and sub-linebacker. It's all happening, so get ready. He's going to look absolutely filthy in a Dolphins jersey for me. So we'll go from there. But with that being said, for Madden 24, I will be rolling with tune in on the 16th and you'll find out. Gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate you guys hopping on here on a Saturday night. But I think we're going to hop off here and let everyone react and be mad that they weren't included in this podcast. Thank you for listening, and we are out of here.